Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's July 18th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released December 11th, 2002.
Nazarene, your last question somewhat concerned me. I think some of the traditions of Orthodox Judaism are rather silly. I mean, there's one tradition where the men aren't allowed to cut one little lock of hair. Is this really necessary for them to get into the kingdom of God? Really?
Really, Alora, it is not necessary for them to get into the kingdom of God to do these things. But it is necessary to give them a sense of self-worth and belonging. Each separate group has some little thing that identifies them as the children of God. And as long as it is used properly, it is perfectly harmless. As long as these people don't try to force everybody else to follow this particular tradition, it's okay. Only when traditions are abused, only when people that follow traditions start to say, well, everybody has to do this to get into the kingdom of God, and if they don't do this, we're going to kill them, then you have a problem. Then you have people that have to be dealt with. But people that simply follow their traditions and cut their hair in a certain way, or wear a certain kind of hat, or wear a certain kind of coat, and speak in a certain way, these things are all right, as long as they are not carried to extremes, and the people doing them do not insist that everybody else in the world do them. When a person belongs to a certain sect, yes, he has to follow the traditions of that sect if he wants to remain in that sect. But if he wants to leave that sect and cut his hair in another way, he has that right. That's how these traditions should be observed.
Interesting, Nazarene. I thought this might be how these sects teach their members discipline, how to keep the rules. If they wouldn't follow these traditions, they wouldn't be worthy to enter the kingdom of God.
That too, Alora. That too.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
God here again. Alora's busy. Boy, I wish we had more help so we could get stuff done and she could be here when we wanted her. But I want to talk about things that she said in the last segment about Jewish traditions. Now, the people of the Spiritist Republic have some different traditions too, Alora. Now, some of them pray in the morning, some of them pray at noon, some of them pray at dusk, and some of them pray all three times. So they have different traditions too. Among your people, things are done differently by different people. Now, in some of your sects, people wear these hats like they used to wear in the Old West. And it's considered tradition that when your workers go out, you always wear these black hats and wear black clothes. You always wear black clothes because of the tradition that you say that the black clothes represent the darkness without you and you are the light within. You know, everybody's got their traditions, Alora. There's nothing wrong with traditions. Everybody has them. And as my blessed son said in the last segment, as long as they're not carried to extremes, as long as the people having one tradition don't say, I'm going to kill anybody that won't do what I do, then it's okay. It's fine. Traditions are all right as long as they are not abused.
We'll be back again.